It's Thursday, September 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the new small and medium business trends report and insights into insurance companies from a broker. This is the Business of Tech. Salesforce released their fifth edition of the Small and Medium Business Trends Report. They have four major trends, and here's quoting generously from ZDNet. First, communities and governments stepped up for SMBs. Due to pandemic shutdowns, SMBs found themselves even more resource-strapped, all the while struggling to maintain revenue streams. Governments and local communities alike stepped up to help. Two-thirds of SMB leaders say community support has been important to their company's survival. More than half of SMB aid applicants received help, with small businesses more likely to have received national or federal government aid. Second, customer and employee engagement took priority. After a period of turmoil, SMBs are looking to deepen trust. To do so, they're focusing on providing employees with transparent communications and flexibility, while also meeting customer expectations. More than 7 in 10 SMBs say their customers expect online transactions, and nearly the same proportion have an e-commerce presence. SMBs embrace the digital-first world. In an increasingly unpredictable world, SMB leaders are accelerating their technology investments, seeking technology to help their businesses survive even the most tumultuous times. More than half of growing SMBs accelerated investments in sales and customer service technology over the past year. And fourth, SMBs foresee long-term changes from the pandemic. Many SMB leaders have rethought their strategies in order to keep their businesses afloat. In doing so, operations became more efficient. SMBs now plan to keep some of those changes permanently. Three-quarters of SMB leaders believe shifts they've made to business operations over the past year will benefit them long-term. The report also has 10 takeaways, focusing on improving the employee experience to improve the customer experience, a priority for employees on flexible work and safety, the use of technology and moving businesses online, and work from anywhere, among others. Why do we care? This period of time has been a great change agent, mostly accelerating previous trends. Sales and customer service technology is code for e-commerce in the broadest definition. It's also code for digital transformation, as much as that makes me shudder. And a lot of these changes are here to stay. I'm left pondering how many services being offered by most IT service providers are built for yesterday's customer needs, not today or tomorrow's. Let's talk about insurance. Joseph Brunsman, who's been a guest on the show before, has compiled some changes around technology errors and omissions insurance, quoting his Reddit post. Beasley Insurance is taking a break from quoting new MSP tech E&O business. No idea if they'll be back or not. If they do come back, it's likely going to be at a much higher rate. Will they non-renew existing policies at renewal? He has no idea, and he doubts they do at the moment. RLI is becoming very strict on who they'll offer quotes to, and it's becoming uncompetitive due to price in most cases. Hiscox is no longer quoting new tech E&O policies for MSPs. It looks like they will likely non-renew all or most of their current MSP clients to get out of the market entirely. If you have one of those, you're likely looking elsewhere at renewal. CFC is no longer quoting for the industry, and at Bay, also no longer quoting for the industry. Why do we care? This is an on-the-ground perspective on what's happening with insurance. I want to present this as something of a meta opinion. Joe is weighing in with his opinion, and I'm commenting on that, rather than pure statements of fact. That said, here's someone who studies this space offering on-the-ground insights. What happens if you can't get technology E&O insurance at all? Debate had been about changes coming to the industry because of imposing requirements, but what if they simply leave the market entirely? That's a dynamic to consider here, because the risk then lands back entirely on the IT services provider. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you letting me go meta on meta. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.